blessing to be able to hear ministry by our choir. They're growing in the Lord. But there is one request from them. Actually, it is an opportunity for us, for those of you who may have the gift in singing. The choir is still open, especially for the men. There are not too many men in the choir. We would like to add a little bit more number of the men. If this is something that the Lord is leading you, please approach Brother Nani or Brother Mark, and you will be given the opportunity to check out. There will be an audition, of course, just to make sure whether you are third voice or bass, or you didn't make it. But that's just the way ministry are. But there is that opportunity for you to be able to join if you have the voice. And this morning, it is a blessing to all of us. I'm quite sure about that. We were blessed in the first service. And to see not only Pastor James, but also Sister Winnie. Some of our members may not really know who you are. Could you kindly stand up and face the back? This way they could know who is the better half of Pastor James. There she is. There we go. It's good to see this couple committed in the Lord, and they have their own group too, a cell group, a very nice cell group. I was invited once, and they have quite a few visitors there. And not only that, it is the ministry that Pastor James also extended at our outreach as one of the volunteers and workers there. Not only as a preacher, but also in area of music. He's very musical. Maybe one day when he preaches, he will also sing. Perhaps a duet too. We have heard him in our last cantata. But for now, let's be prepared for the word that the Lord is about to give us through Pastor James.
Morning. I invite you to open your Bibles in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And this is a very familiar verse and short verse. The Bible says, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for once again that we could ponder your word. And we're praying that you prepare our hearts and mind to listen to your word. And allow us to renew our spirit, our weary soul, our weary spirit, to be encouraged by your word and to live effective Christian within our community. We thank you and we praise you in Christ's most wonderful name. Amen. So the topic or the theme that we're about to talk about is about overcoming our trials, our daily trials. Now, if I could turn back the time, that's what I said this morning. It is good to always go back to our childhood days, because of, you know, most of us enjoyed our childhood. And each time I would speak on this big church, I always remember Guadalupe Baptist Church, where Pastor Catanos pastored there. So I was a member in Guadalupe Baptist Church. I can see myself running around 100 times before the pastor ends his message. So I really enjoyed my childhood. And but when I got older, the word stress or responsibility are now creeping in. So it becomes a reality. There's a story about a man who worries a lot, saying, how can I end this worry of mine? So what he did, he thought that I will employ someone to worry my worries. And then there was one applicant, I would like to take the job. I'll do it. I will worry your worries. Okay? So, after the interview and everything, the applicant asked him just one question. He said, how much will I receive from this work? That's the first one you do to worry about, your salary. So, I know all of us are not immune in the in worries or troubles and pains. Every day, it keeps piling up, accumulating, and it's so heavy and overwhelming, and we cannot cope up with the worries that we have. And that's why God impressed in my heart that that I think it's high time for us to renew our spirit and remember that God is able to help us to overcome our troubles. And that's why our main text this morning is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And the first point that I would like to talk about is that when Paul said this word, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, it is just not a banner that was put on the jersey or in the sole of your shoes, thinking that you can play like Stephen Curry and fly like Michael Jordan when you have that shoes. Or, you know, become like Manny Pacquiao because you have that banner, I can do all things through Christ. And this verse had been misused and overused by personalities and, you know, showbiz and everything, because they thought this verse applies to what they had been through. But I don't want to judge their motive in using this verse, but what I want to explain to you why Paul was able to say this word, why he was able to express it, because before he was able to say it, he had been a lot. And there's no stopping now after all I have been through. All of this, I cannot stop anymore. There was a saying in our seminary, first year and second year, it's too early to quit. Third year and fourth year in the seminary, it's too late to quit. And there's no reason for him to quit anymore because he had been through a lot. So his own experience and the various changes of life had warranted him to express his statement with firm confidence in arriving that nothing would be required of him which not be able to perform. Let's go back to what Paul experienced. 2 Corinthians 11, 23. That's what we have read a while ago. And I'll just try to go through it one by one. He had been in prison. So most of us, when you are in prison, because you have violation. But for him, they were thinking of any violation. No? And then they sent him in prison before the violation was done, which they cannot find anything. Okay? So, and lashes, he said, 40 minus 1. So this punishment is commonly abused by the person who's doing the lashes. Flogging, he was flogged. And also in Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 20, stoning he was stoned in the streets of Lystra, almost half dead. No? Almost half dead. And then he said, 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open seas. And then he said, I had been in dangers from rivers, dangers from bandits, danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in city, in danger in country, in danger at sea, and in danger in false believers, I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. Kung tatagalugin pa sa madaling Tagalog, dagdag pa itong mga simbahan na to sa problema ko. Di ba? Ganun yun. Yung sinasabi niya eh. Who is weak and do not feel weak, who is led to sin and I do not inwardly burn. So, looking at the past is the best platform in seeing the future with confidence, because it gives us a clear view who is and who he is and what he can do for us. You can see the past clearly not to boast on what you have done or accomplished for the Lord, but the strength was given you to accomplish those things. So often, we complain about weaknesses. Paul caused to boast. Sabi nila, ano to eh, this is a holy boasting. But I don't care kung ano man tawag nila dyan. But the fact is, Paul was lifting up the glory to the Lord because of his weakness. Can you see yung point na dinadrive ko sa inyo today? That in your weakness, you can glorify God because God is faithful. If God had been faithful in the past, he would be faithful in the present. And you can face your tomorrow with confidence because he had been faithful. He never changed. So, the Bible says also in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, he said, I know what it's to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned what he said, the secret. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Number one secret of Paul, conformability or adaptability. The quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. If I will be serving in the ministry in San Pablo, Laguna, where I did, you can see me wearing like this. Kasi tatakbo po yung mga tao. Tatakbo po talaga yung mga tao. Ang tingin nila sa iyo ay ano, ahente ng ano, ahente ng Demesalim. No? Alam niyo na yun, yung mga matagal na sa Pilipinas, ahente ng Demesalim. But anyway, so, in my ministry, I learned to adapt in able to reach out for those people. Right? I need to adjust myself so that I could reach them. You know what? You can see me playing basketball with them, sitting with them in the corner. No, but not doing tongue eats or something like that. I was spending time with them. No, because I'm trying to adjust so for them to know Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul did. He is adjustable. I know how to be abundant, and I know how to be poor. And I know to be secured, and I know what life would be if you were in jail. I can easily adjust. So sometimes in our Christian life, you need to adjust. In order for you to overcome your trials and testings, you need to adjust. Don't say to yourself, this is what I am eto na ako, so tanggapin niyo na ako. That's not it. You need to adjust in order for you to be effective parent or young people or minister in the church. Adaptability. Second, another secret of Paul was contentment. Now, contentment, Paul declared he was content with his life regardless of outward circumstances. He chose to rejoice in the Lord instead of mourning over his lack of material wealth, personal comfort, or even his happiness. He was content, self-sufficient, in that his life was not dictated by outward circumstances. No? Stress starts when you want more. Worry starts when you think that you are lacking. If you're not contented and satisfied, worry starts. So, Paul was saying, be content on what you have. If you are suffering right now, rejoice. And be content because someday, somehow, God will help you. No? Be content. So, also, the third secret of Paul, confidence in the Lord. Diba? In times when we feel we are faced with great pains, let us not lose sight of the Lord and what He is able to do for us. Instead of fear, we need to allow our faith and our confidence in the Lord to sustain us. What is your greatest fear? What is your greatest worry? What is your greatest trouble? What if the Lord allows them to happen to us? Will you continue to hope in the Lord in the midst of difficult situations? Let's pray that God will enable us to exercise great faith and confidence in Him. And I was recently blessed by the words that I read in a devotional book by Cherry Glessner. She said, "Sometimes I wonder why. I believe God's work altogether for good and that everything is Father-filtered first. He has all things, situation, trials, tribulation, and any adversity we would endure under control, even when everything around us seems full of chaos. I am just so thankful that God is sovereign and cares so deeply for us every day, in spite of it all, what comfort that can bring to our lives knowing God carries us in the palm of His mighty hand." Confidence. Sometimes we doubt our God, right? Sometimes we're not satisfied on what we have because we judge God on what we have today, right? But do not measure God on what you have today because He is so rich and God can bless you more if you will be only be faithful and confident that God will carry you through all of this. And then second, let us renew God's strength in us. The Bible says, through Christ who gives me strength. The book of 1 Timothy 1:12 gives us more light of these words, that Christ enables me. The question is, how Christ can empower us or enable us? According to John MacArthur's study Bible said, spiritual power is a mark of every Christian who submit to God's word and spirit. It is not reserved for some special class of Christian, but for all who discipline their minds and spirit to study the Word and live by it. So studying the Word of God is very important in renewing the strength of God in us. Because the more you read the Bible, the more you understand your situation. The more you read the Bible, the more you understand and satisfied with your life. The more you read the Bible, the more sin less attractive. The more you read the Bible, the more you see God loves you, the more He cares for you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you, that He will protect you, and that your future is secured. The more you read the Bible. How many of us spend time teledrama, teleserie, telekorea, or anything? I remember one time when prison break, naging popular rin sa Pilipinas, I spent hours watching. And I felt so sorry for myself. I remember, so then I continued watching, and then I felt that my spiritual life was declining. I remember the verse that, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that is easily beset us, so we are considered as a runner. Let me just explain to you, let us lay aside every weight. There are things in Christian life, there are great matters. Watching TV is not bad. It's not sin. Pero if you watch too much TV or television programs or anything, that's not good. Tama po ba? Singing love song is not good. It's not bad. Sorry. Kasi palusot pa yun. But anyway, singing love song is not bad. When I overwhelmed by my feelings to my wife, I sing love song. Totoo. Yes, really. Because it is hard for me to sing holy, holy, holy if I'm in love with my wife. No? To God be the glory. But, listen to this. But if that singing love song will drag your Christian life down, then I have to stop. Right? If you think that it will stop you from growing to the Lord, then I have to stop. And then he said, and the sin that is easily beset us, that is a definite sin na hindi ko na elaborate pa. So, are you obedient to God's word? Is the Bible your final authority in life? Folks, it is only when we have totally submitted to God's word that we can consider a life secured. Here is a great passage we can take to heart. Psalm 37:23. If the Lord delights in man's way, he makes his steps firm. And then, let's go to our third point. Not the last point, but this is the second to the last point. And I hope that you will invite me again, Pastor. So, third point, we need to realign our lives to God's plan. You should know your purpose. The trouble with us, we don't know where you are right now. And you're trying to fit yourself. When you're round, you cannot fit yourself to a square peg. Right? Don't force your way. I want this. Trouble began when you are not in the will of God. Always remember God's will. If you are in God's will, there's satisfaction, happiness, secured future. But outside God's will, you will find God's wrath. No? So always reevaluate yourself. Am I still doing the will of God? So with Paul, Let's go back to the conversion of Paul in Galatians chapter 1, 15 to 16. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. So, who was set me apart from my mother's womb, Paul was talking about his physical birth. Okay? Where God already predetermined that Paul will be part of his ministry. He already planned it. No? He just have to find it out that I'm a part of the ministry. Diba? So, everything that had happened to him contribute in molding his character. Persuasive events he had gone through brought him closer to God and developed him a servant exactly what God wants him to be. And I would like to tell you a story about a young people in San Pablo, Laguna. His name is John Celerio. 15 years old pa siya then. So when he got saved, he was attending our service. But the father would react. He doesn't want John going to our Sunday service. So the father will throw stones on our roof and then shout at the street, "John, lumabas ka dyan! Labas ka dyan!" So yun, every Sunday, ganun po ang nangyayari. But this guy, these young people, never stopped. So, because the father would ask him to do a lot of things, especially on Sunday. So, the John would woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, and go to the nearest river, wash their clothes. Before going there, he would prepare some food for them. He will finish his laundry duties around 8 o'clock, and our worship service starts at 9. Instead of going back through their place, because it's an easier route, he will go around, walk to 2 to 3 kilometers just to go in our church. Because of his faithfulness, and because God called him to do this, he was able to bring her mother into faith. And now his father is attending the church. 7 siblings in the church doing the ministry. I'm not telling you to go into full-time ministry. God called you to be wants you to be an effective parent to your children so that you can bring them into faith. I'm not telling you to quit your job. As Pastor Saldi, I want to be in the full-time ministry. I'm not telling you that. God maybe called you on that position so that you could effectively reach someone to Christ. Just know what God had set for you, the plans he had set for you. And then, and last, realize we need help. I hope that we are humble enough to say that I need help. Sometimes we are too independent. In this world, financial stability equals good life, right? But in Christian principle, good faith equals secured future, right? You need the help of God. You need the help of other believers. Talk to them if you need help. Okay, mahiya to share your problems because all of us have problems. It is ang encouragement ko sa inyo that each one of you help each other. Right? Hindi yung kunentuhan ka, ay alam mo, sinabi niya sa akin, ganto daw siya. Rather than talking to at her back, help the person. No? You need help. I need help. I need the help of God. And I will close on this verse. The Bible says, if you are heavy laden and weary, come to me and I will give you rest. Amen. Kapatid, this is high time to offer your troubles to God. Ask Him, Lord, I need help. I cannot do it alone. Please send someone that I could talk to, trust, so that I could share my problems. We need help. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we are a needy people. And because of that, we can see how you will work in our problems, how you will work in our worries and fear. We thank you that you are so mighty that there's nothing impossible to you, that we can do great things in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us if we sometimes doubt your power, if we sometimes do not trust you, forgive us. Make us worthy in your sight today. And as we go through this week, we're praying that you will help us be able to share your word, and our testimony will glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.